As it comes to chuppah, mishum diula ben bagbag simfum diavodim leslei, that they say there's a big difference. Why, you never, if he has a blemish, it doesn't bother you that much. But your own wife, therefore, you're going to find out later she has a blemish, that bothers you a lot. Therefore, they were afraid it'll be, come out to be a mekach tois. Therefore, you're not allowed to let your arusa eat truma until you first live with her. And then once you live with her, any mum that's there you see, you notice. And if you don't care, you still live with her, then she's allowed to eat truma. All right, we'll stop there. You're holding that Yudam base, the bottom Gemara. Again, it's a machlekes about if an arusa could eat, if it's a machlekes if an arusa could eat truma or not. That we said there that for the that first of Yudam Avisar was the one that said he heard about you that you hold an arusa bas Yisrael does eat in truma, and then the shal what when Bagbag holds. So Gemara said before that. He held that midiraisa and arusa does eat truma. And the reason why she does not eat truma, the Gemara says, mishum dula. Ula's girsa before here, ula's chash miha before is, because if she can eat truma when she's in arusa, then she lives home by her father, that we're afraid maybe she'll give her father or her brother, she'll give them some truma to eat. So that's why midirabana she can't eat truma. But midirashi she's allowed to. And then we have that Ben Bagbag answers back and said, no, he doesn't like this kavuchem, and he said rather, "Gabe shivcha kananis leishaya b'kinyonim, hocha shaya b'kinyonim." Now, Ravina says, "This we're holding really." Ravina Omar midiraisa mifshav shitalei. Ravina knows everybody agrees that midiraisa the ochlo, that midiraisa an arusa when a kohen marries his wife with kedushin alone, midiraisa she's allowed to eat truma. Or midirabbanan, the only question is midirabbanan she can't. That the sholach lei. He sent him, this is what he sent him. Shemat Yelech, I heard about you, Shatama, that you say, Arusa Bash Yisrael Echeles Betruma. That an Arusa, if a Kayin just makes Kedushim with his wife, she's Ladi Truma. And V'loi Chayshis, Le Simfon. You're not afraid about this Chash of Simfon. Simfon means, Rashi says, the Taisha of Simfon is, Kol Dover Hamavato Dover Kori Simfon. Anything that could break a sail, they make it into a Mekach Tois. Like over here, maybe you'll find a blemish on your wife, that because of that, you're not going to want her. It's like a mekach tois. So the blemishes you only find later, b'shas biya. So therefore, we don't let her reach truma now. We have to kedushin, because we're chashin l'simfon. That maybe later on, when you have biya, you have nesuyim with her, you'll find out that she has these mum, these blemishes on her. And about that, the kedushin was bottled from before. And therefore, she wasn't allowed to eat truma. So that's why with the rabbanon, she can't eat truma. Sholachle, this you send back, don't you agree to me like this? That Mukhzani Bakha Shata Baki Bakhadri Torah. I thought that Mukhzaki, you're Mukhsa to me, that you're a Baki in Kola Torah. And Lidrash Bakabakhaima, you also can have a Kabakhaima. Iyati Yadeya, don't you know, to make a Kabakhaima like this? Or Ma Shivcha Kananis, Madach, when you buy a Shivcha Kananis. When a Kayan owns a Shivcha Kananis, Shane biyasa mechalasa betruma. If the kohen would just live with her, that means nothing. She cannot eat truma. Still, kaspa mechalasa betruma. When the kohen buys a shivcha kananis, when he pays money for her, and now the kohen owns her, so the Torah says kinyan kaspoi. She's allowed to eat truma. And v'loy chayshin l'simfon. We're not afraid that maybe later the master will find the kohen will find something wrong with his shivcha, and it'll be a mekach tois. That the Kayan never really owned her, and then it comes out the true Mashiach was Biyasa. We're not afraid about that. So if so, by your wife, Zusha Biyasa Mechalasa Betruma. Over here, by your own wife, and you could make Kedushin with her through Biya. And then with your eyes, so she is allowed to eat Truma. Is Zaina then, isn't it a Svar for sure, Shekaspa Mechalasa Betruma, that when you start marrying your wife with a Kenyan Kedushin with Kesef, with that alone lets her eat Truma? And Veloy Nechesh Simfon. I should not be afraid of this tomorrow. You want to say that maybe she'll come out to have a mum later. I'm not afraid about that. But still he said, you should know, but what can I do? But I also agree that midirabonin, there's a din arusa bas yisrael ein rachelos betruma. That an arusa is not allowed to eat truma. Until the husband, the kohen, makes chuppah with her. And what's the reason? Why? Mishum deyula, like we had before, because of umis chashash. In other words, these are the two reasons why an arusa cannot eat truma. Either we're afraid before of simfon, we're afraid that maybe later we'll find out something's wrong with her, and the kedushim will be bottled mafreya, or else because of umis svara, that when she's an arusa, she still lives by her father and with her brother, so we're afraid that maybe she'll give them truma to eat, and she's not allowed to feed them truma. That's why up until chuppah we say she cannot eat truma. The Gemara says now, Uben Bagbag, what does he do? Why doesn't Ben Bagbag learn a kabuchayma? That if you're not afraid of sinfum by avodim, why is he afraid of sinfum by his wife? So there it says, sinfum by avodim leslay. We're not afraid that maybe later the master will find a blemish with his evid to say that the shifcha kananis is like bottle. Why? If we're afraid we'll find a mum on the outside that you can see right now, you see her right now, like when this Kayan first brought his Shifcha Kananis, he looked at her. You look at her. So if it's a blemish, she has a scar on her face, a pimple there, that's going to bother you later, but right now, why didn't it bother you? When you brought her, you saw it. So the story is, since you saw it, for sure you accepted it. So we're not afraid later you come to abolish the Kenyan. Maybe there's a mum underneath, under her clothing, something you don't see. So Mar says, why should that bother the master? That the master only uses a shivcha for work. It's not his wife. It's only his shivcha. So if so, it shouldn't bother him. So therefore, by avodim, we're not afraid of a symptom of a blemish that we'll find later. My boy, therefore it does not bother him the fact she has a mum under her clothing. Nimsa, what should you be afraid about? Nimsa ganavon kabistus. Maybe it will come out later, you'll find out that this evid you have, this shivcha, steals. She's stealing from you. Or kabist, Rashi says, going in the foshos. She'll even kidnap your kids maybe. So where it says, that's also a swear to say that you accepted that. So Rashi says, Harehu shaloi de stam ever ganavu. You should have known that before. That stam and evid also steals. So if you bought this evid, the shivcha kananis, you knew at the beginning that they may steal from you. So therefore, this is now called the blemish that you find later to make a choice out of it. Maya Marta, what's the only thing that maybe you didn't think about? That maybe comes out later, list the mezuyan. The guy's an armed robber, maybe. That you didn't realize. You didn't realize you're buying an evid here that has a machine gun in his hand, with him. That he didn't realize. Or nicht of Lamalchus was maybe this guy has a long record upon him that the FBI is after him. And he's already nicht of Lamalchus written over to the king. The king has the right to kill him. So then it's to be a mekach tois. Sumar says, no, these things also we're not afraid about. Because Hanu Koli Islu, such things like this, to say that this Evid is an armed robber, or else this Evid has a verdict already to be killed, that they have it against him already. So such a thing has a curl, a voice goes out, everybody knows about it. So therefore, you also heard about it already. And if you bought him, you accepted him. So therefore, that's where he says he can't make the kabuchayma. Boy and Eved were not afraid of a mekach toys, because there's no mum later that could cause it. But by your wife, it could be. That by your wife, when you first made kedushin, you mum shabagoli, true, that you see. But a mum shabaseisa, you don't see it. You only find these things out later b'shas nesuyin. So when you find it out later, we're afraid maybe it'll bother you so much you'd like to make a choice. And therefore, the truma she ate before was b'yisa. Therefore, midrabbanan, we say she's not allowed to eat truma until you make nesuyin, until the chuppah. Now the Gemara asks, nichti, let's see though. Bein lamar u bein lamar loyochlo. Both according to Ben Bagban and according to first one him was Reb Yechonim, Reb Yehuda ben Maseira, according to both of them, the halacha is an arusa. When a kohen marries his wife, even though midiraisa with kedushin alone, she is allowed to eat truma, but midrabbanan, they both agree that she's not allowed to eat truma to chuppah. So Gemara says, if so, my benayu. What's the difference of the two reasons? Whether it's mishum simfon or whether it's mishum ula, that maybe she'll feed her father the truma. What's the difference? But according to both of them, Lamaisa, she's not allowed to eat truma now. So Mar says, no, there is a difference in the reasons. Ike b'na, there's a difference. Kibel, Mosa, b'holach. These three different cases. Kibel, Rashi says, means he accepted upon himself any mum.
If the Kohen speaks out right now, B'Shas Kedushin, that I accept upon myself, no matter how much of a mum I'll find in you later on, I'm still staying with you. So then if the only chash is mishum sinfon, that maybe be botul hamekach, we're not afraid, because the husband, the Kohen, accepted everything. But if the gzer is mishum ula, that we're afraid maybe that she's an arusa, she's staying by her father's house, maybe she'll give her father some trumatit, then it would still be yasa. Or else mosa. What's going to be the case? Mosa means the father already gave over his daughter to the shliach of the baal. In other words, they had erusin. Now later, the husband sent the shliach to the father to receive like his kala, to bring her back to the husband. So now, if the father just gave her over to the shliach to bring to the husband, if the chash is that maybe she'll feed her father truma, we don't have that chash anymore. Because since now the father gave her away already to the shliach to bring to the husband, so like she's out of the father's house, we're not afraid the father will eat truma anymore. But if the chash is mitzum simfon, then we're still afraid that as long as the husband did not live with his wife yet, so we're afraid maybe later he'll find out a mumino, and therefore she still cannot eat truma. Or else for halach, halach also is exer like this. Or else that the shliach of the father went with the shliach of the baal. And they're still on the derech for the same svaras. If it's mishum sinfon, we're still afraid. As long as the husband did not live with his wife, he'd at least have chuppah with her, we're afraid that maybe he'll change his mind later. But if the chash is only that maybe she'll feed her father truma, that's only when she's still by the father. But once she's already given over to the shliach, to the messenger of the husband, to bring her to the husband, she left the father's house, then we're not afraid of ulus chash, she'll feed them truma. Then the Mishnah goes on and says, bekesef, when you want to marry your wife with kesef, so samachleikis, how much money? Beshama yermin bediner, or beshava dinner. Beshama yermin, you have to marry her with at least a dinner, that's a silver coin, or else a shava dinner. And Beisilu says, no, it's enough to give a pruta, a kappa coin. Most says, my tamay the Beshamai. What's Beshamai svar where he needs a bigger coin? Why does he need a dinner, a silver coin? So Mar first wants to say, Amar Abzeira, Sheken Isha Makpedes Alatzma. It's a svara that an Isha is worried about herself, she's makvid, that she wants to receive money, decent money. She's not going to take some a penny, some a pruta. If you want to marry with money, it's a svara she doesn't have dash, she doesn't agree to the Kedushin, unless you give her something that's chashiv. Therefore, fruit is not enough. Therefore, she wants at least a dinner. That's Beishamai's svara. V'yein miskadesh is the pachas me dinner, and she doesn't accept Kedushin unless she gets at least a dinner. So that's the svara. So this Gemara says back, no. Omalei Abaye, Abaye says back. Elo mayatif, so, if you're going to tell me now it's up to the wife, like it's up to her, how much money she expects to receive. So if so, what's going to be with a very rich lady? Could go in the Bante to Rabbi Yanai. What's going to be with Rabbi Yanai's daughters? The Kaftan and Avshayu, they're very makbid, they're very makbid, particular upon themselves. For the Nikachi Rapokas Mitak with the Dinri. They'll only get married to somebody if he gives them a big chunk of gold. Rashi says, Takiv, Shloisha Kavim, three Kavim, the Dinri Zuvim. Of golden coins. So what's going to be with such girls if they only want to get married if somebody gives them so much money? Is Hochinami, if so, you want to tell me, the Poshta Yoda Bekiblo, Chode Zuza Me'achar, Hochinami Lehevi Kedushin? You want to tell me if they stretch out their hands and accept just one Zuz from somebody of the Shem Kedushin, you want to tell me now the Kedushin is no good? Like Avadi, we know the Kedushin should be good. Tomorrow says, Omale, he answers back like this. If they stretched out their hands and they accepted it, so then I'm not talking about such a case like that. Like then for sure it's good. Like if she accepts the money, so she's accepting it. What are you telling me? She's makbid, she's determined to have more. No, she stretched out her hand and she accepted the money herself, then for sure it should be good. Tikamina, when did I say, when's my svara? The kitsh of Alayla, in the case where you married her at night time. In other words, she didn't realize at that time how much money she actually received for the Kedushin. In Ami Rels, the Shavya Shliach, Rels that they appointed a Shliach. So Rashi says, Lekavba Kedushel, that she, these girls, appointed a Shliach to accept the kedushin. Lachbo, and the shliach, they did not ask her the kama, how much? Obantet Rabbi Yane Nami. Now this is the svar. Now this is the case that by Shammai holds you need davka a dinner. Now it's in a case where it's at night time, whereas in a case where she appointed a shliach and she did not tell the shliach exactly how much money. So now the shliach, when he accepts the kedusha, the stam svar by Shammai holds that you can't stam give a pruta, because the pruta alone for sure the wife would not accept. Therefore, you have to give her something that's choshev. It has to be at least the value of a dinner. That's Beshamay Svara. And Rashi says the same Svara would apply then. Ulbantet Rabbiane Nami. In the case we have a girl that's very makbid, they're very rich, and you know they're very particular, that they only want to receive for Kedushin a large sum of money, is the Shav Yishliach. If they would appoint someone to be a Shliach to accept Kedushin for them, the same Svara would apply. Lehevi Kedushin Ela Batak with the Dinri. In such a case, the Kedusha will not be good unless they actually receive this bucket full of gold and a chanami. So this is the first svara. This is the way Reb Zera learns Pshan Beishamai. That even though all over Kesev is a pruta, about the Shava pruta is called Kesef. How come here by Kedusha and Beishamai says you could only marry your wife with a dinner? He's talking about a case where you do it at night, or where she makes a shliach, she appoints a messenger to accept for her. So then we say, Stam Das is that the wife will not accept it unless it's at least worth a dinner. A new svara by Kedusha. That's the way Reb Zera wants to learn. Then the Gemara says, Reb Yosef says different. Reb Yosef Amar Tamayu de Beishamai. What's the reasoning of Beishamai? I tell you, Beishamai holds Kedar Rav Yehuda or Ravasi. Like Rav Yehuda or Amar Ravasi svara. What's his svara? The Yomar Rav Yehuda or Ravasi, Kol Kesef Amar Batayra. Any time when the Torah says an amount to pay of kesef, whenever the Torah says kesef, is kesef tsuri. It always means kesef, the silver of tsuri. So Rashi says, impirish shkolim, if the Torah says you have to pay like chamishim shkolim, have a shekel tsuri. It means the shekel, the value of the shekel that's worth in this city of tsuri. V'yim stam, if it's stam, kesef, the Torah says, have a matvei apokas shebet tsuri. Stam kesef means the smallest amount, but what's in this city of Tsuri. That's the kesef the Torah is talking about. V'shel divrayim, and when midrabbonim, when they say you have to pay kesef, their kesef is kesef medina. Rashi says, v'shel divrayim kesef medina, means a common forish law, kesef medina, what is considered kesef of medina, the silver coin of medina, that means shminis shebe kesef Tsuri. It's 1/8 of the smallest silver coin in Tsuri. There's kesef of Tsuri, so in Medina, it's worth 1/8. In other words, 8 coins of Medina is worth 1 coin of Tsuri. And selahu, shmina sheva selah Tsuri. If you're talking about a selah Tsuri, so midrabbanan would be 1/8 of that. V'imdinahu, shmina sheva dinah Tsuri. So what's the svara? So Rashi says, hilkach, fruta lemotas lemeimer. Therefore, when the Torah says, Kika Cheshisha, sure, you can marry your wife, the same with Kesef. When the Torah says Kesef, what is Tam Kesef? Kesef means the Kesef of Tsuri. Therefore, Pruta can't be. Why? The Cheshisha Mecheshis. Because the Pruta is a copper coin. Over Tsuri, now in this city, Tsuri, Madbeyesh Mecheshis Leka. They did not have there any coins, copper coins. Over Gedushin Kesef Ksiv. Now, when you marry your wife with kesef, the Torah says, "La kicha kicha gemiri." We learn that kicha is isha from by Avraham Avinu when he bought the field with kesef. V'chivon the afikta mipruta. Now, once you're telling me now that you can't marry your wife with a pruta because the copper coin was not in Suri, alma midi the chashivas boy. Therefore, you're telling me now you need something that's chashiv. Therefore, ukmar adinik lekamon. Therefore, it's smarter to say that what coin can you use, what's the smallest amount of a coin you can use for Kedushin, that's a dinner. Like, that has some chashivas to it. Maybe even though in Suri, you would find a smaller coin than a dinner, that's possible. But Rashi is only saying, the smallest coin we have in the world, that's called the pruta. That's a copper coin. Now, that's called kesef true, but according to Rav Yehuda Rav Hasi, when the terrorist Kesef has to go after the way we find in the city of Tsuri. And in the city of Tsuri, we did not find any copper coins. So in other words, you have to ask something that's Choshev. So
So once a fruit is no good, therefore we say already you have to use an acceptable amount of money, which Beshame says the slurry is to be worth at least a dinar. You have to have at least a dinar's worth. We'll soon explain it. Samara says Nagufa. Before, what did we just say? That Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, Kol Kesef Ha'omu Batorah, whenever the Torah says a payment with Kesef, is Kesef Tsuri. It has to be the value, at least the smallest coin, the silver coin, that we find in Tsuri. The Shel Devrayim, where Midrabbanan they say such a lach of payment, is Kesef Medina. It's Kesef 1/8 of the Kesef of Tsuri. Now, V'klolahu, is this a general rule? Like Rashi says, Shekesef Shkosef HaTorah Dafka Kesef Ksiv. When the Torah says Kesef always means Kesef Ashav Kesef, always goes after a Tsuri, and not a Pruta. You want to tell me a Pruta is not good Midiraisa?